Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net. You'll be able to find everything about me online. It's one-stop shopping for Tuttle, blah, 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 blah. You know, sometimes I feel like I keep repeating myself. You know, if you guys are a longtime listener, you've been following or listening to the content of mine for quite some time, I mean, you already know all the places to be able to find me. But you guys also have to realize that I pick up brand new listeners every single day, and they don't know all the ways to be able to find me or keep up with me on social media. So like I said, please bear with me. I was thinking about not even doing a show today because I've been under the weather. About, I'd say a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I was already sick. Because I was at the hospital, you know, my mom ended up getting her surgery recently at ORMC, which is Orlando Regional Medical Center, to get that tumor removed, and I picked up a cold. Now, do I know if it was a cold? Nah, I don't know. I know that I didn't go get a COVID test, so I don't even know. But anyways, I had already gotten my first shot, and I'd been holding off on the second one. And I got to be careful how I talk about some of this stuff because a lot of people will get mad. I know a lot of people have been getting shadow banned or kicked off of social media platforms or podcast platforms. But nobody has still to this day been able to tell me exactly why or how my dad died. Because on the death certificate, it only says natural causes. Now, my dad did have his problems. He did. I mean, he had diabetes for a good part of his life, and he kept it under control quite a bit. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that he didn't start going downhill until like a week and a half after he had his second Moderna shot. And I had already gotten the first Moderna shot, but I had been holding off. But I ended up getting my second one the other day, and I've been feeling a little under the weather, pretty bad headaches, a little fluish like, just kind of achy and stuff. But I was avoiding getting that second shot after my dad passed away. And I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm making this up, because you got to realize my dad had a very, very sharp mind the day that my mom took him to the hospital. Because he was having some other health issues. And the very next day, he didn't know who I was, didn't know who my mom was or anything. And actually, one of the doctors did say he had already treated two patients that had acute dementia from after getting the Moderna shot. He wasn't like blaming it on the Moderna shot. He wasn't saying that was exactly what it was. But I mean, nobody could explain that. It's not Alzheimer's, because Alzheimer's is a progressive thing. It happens over a period of time. So what ended up causing that? Nobody has still to this day been able to tell me, and I finally just did get all of my dad's medical records because they were holding on to those. I wonder how much shit that they redacted from that, how much stuff that they put through the paper shredder. And I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm not even going to name the hospital that he was at. I will say this. It is one of those religious hospitals. I've talked about this. My mom was having a really, really hard time one day in the hospital because my dad was acting out, per se. And I was like, is there like a psychiatrist, something that my mom can talk to? Because she is really, really having a hard. Oh, yeah, we'll go get the chaplain. We'll get the chaplain. No, motherfucker. No, I do not want a chaplain. I don't need some religious guy to come and tell us, well, this is God's will. This is God's way. No, it's not. You know all the messed up stories that I played on yesterday's show? Yeah, where was God with all those people? You can't tell me none of those stories that I played and talked about on yesterday's Tuttle Daily Podcast were not Christians. I mean, the odds are pretty good that they were. And they show up, they go to church all the time. They, like suckers, give away some of their money to the church, so the pastor can live some extravagant lifestyle, and they don't do any good for the community. So, yeah, never go to a hospital that is run by a religious organization, because guess what else? You know those exorbitant prices that they give you? It's like $10 for two aspirins. You can ask my D on that one, buddy. And guess what else? They overcharge you, but they don't have to pay a dime or a cent in taxes. Because guess what? They are a religious foundation or whatever. So now all that money that they're overcharging people, guess what? They're not paying any taxes on it. That's why I've always said churches need to be taxed, especially these mega churches like Joel Osteen or Pat Roberts or any of these guys, Creflo Dollar. I think he's up in Atlanta. But I had been holding off on getting it, and the only reason I did end up getting the second shot was because my mom wanted me to get it. Like, I wasn't going to get it because from everything I'm reading right now, I know that people that have had the vaccine are actually not dying at a higher rate than the people that haven't had it, but they are still able to get this goddamn Delta variant. And I was thinking about this. How do you feel? Like, the airplane industry is already having a really, really difficult time. They lost a lot of money last year. And you got United, America Airlines, Allegiant, Spirit. I know they're having a big, big problem because the Allegiant pilots and everybody are striking right now. But how do you feel if your airplane cut? Is anybody going to fly? I know that it really doesn't mean anything, but is anybody going to fly Delta? Like, I'm just being honest. This is a PR nightmare. And I wouldn't be surprised if the airplane company, Delta, went after, like, for real. Who is in charge of naming these different diseases, these different variants? Like, who is the one guy? Is there a guy that they go to who's like, hey, Tom, hey, how's the wife and kids? Oh, yeah, they're doing good. Oh, little Timmy is playing softball, or not softball, but baseball, Little League? Oh, good. What position? Shortstop? Oh, man, that's a hard position to play. We got this new variant of COVID, and I would like to see I wanted to get your thoughts on what we need to name it. Like, is there a marketing company that the CDC hires to be like, all right, we got a new variant. What are we going to name it? And some genius came out. Oh, we got to call it the Delta variant. And I'm sure that the people at Delta Airlines are probably like, oh, fuck. How did we draw the short end of the stick on this one? But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I know that a lot of people probably want to give me a hard time about not going to the Tom and Dan event this weekend at Johnny's Other Side in Orlando. But Orange County, Orlando area, Metro Orlando area is just running rampant with the new Delta variant right now. So that's one of the reasons why I didn't even get the second shot. Why get the second shot if it's not protecting me from the Delta variant? Now, I know that I'm in pretty good shape. Like I've talked to you, I work out every single day now. This is the best shape that I have ever been in my whole entire life. And I'm pretty sure that it would be great. But I just lost my dad. My mom just had an operation. And I did not want to take that chance. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying that Tom and Dan are being irresponsible by holding an event. No. No, not at all. And I got to tell you, I had a long text message with Daniel Dennis, and Daniel's like, listen, I'm not mad at you. I completely get it. I would be mad at you if you came out to our event and you ended up bringing home the Delta variant and getting your mom sick and she died. I just cannot go through two kick in the nuts and losing parents that close to each other.
Tonight, as the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago comes to a close.
I was actually debating on if I was going to talk about this or not, but Limp Bizkit actually performed at Lollapalooza this past weekend, and a lot of people were like, oh man, Fred Durst looks real different. That was a wig and fake facial hair, and I didn't know, like, look, okay, I know a lot of people wanted to hate on Limp Bizkit when it was a little further removed, but at the time, everybody loved Limp Bizkit. I mean, let's be honest. You are a goddamn liar if you can't admit that at the time, Limp Bizkit was one of the biggest music acts in the late 90s, early 2000s. There's no debating that. But has Fred Durst, like, kind of become like Axl Rose, or is he just, like, too overweight, out of shape? And that's why he didn't wear the trademark red New York Yankees backwards baseball cap, black shirt, and tan khakis. You know, I think the last time I heard anything from Fred Durst was at the last Woodstock, where he basically got everybody to just burn the bitch down to the ground. But I got to tell you, it was kind of cool to see. I don't know if it was all the original members of Limp Bizkit, but I can only imagine, because they were making people show their vaccination cards before they could get into Lollapalooza. But the sad thing is that they're saying that people that have already been vaccinated can carry the new Delta variant and spread it around to all the other people. Like I said before, yeah, your chances of not dying are a lot better if you get vaccinated. But also at the same time, I don't even know what's in the vaccination. Back to what I was talking about with my dad. What if I'm one of the 1 in 1,000, or I don't even know what the ratio is, that develops the heart problems or something? The lining of your heart, the ventricles weakening. What if I'm that one person? What was it worth it? No, I really don't think it is. But I got it because my mom stayed on my ass. And I did want to make her, because she's going through a tough time. And if it makes her feel comfortable, guess what? I'll do it. Who gives a fuck if I die? Nobody's going to miss me at all.
Concern growing about the potential surge of the Delta variant.
Vaccination cards out!
Officials saying that 90% of the attendees were vaccinated and that time will tell of any possible COVID spread.
Obviously, we'll know a little bit more in a week to 10 days. But we have to keep pushing the fact that the unvaccinated are the people that are at risk.
By the way, that was the mayor of Chicago, and she definitely sounds like she has already had COVID. Like they had stuck the intubated or whatever, because listen to the way she sounds. I'm not saying anything bad about her, but man, oh man, come on, clear your throat, put in a Hall's cough drop or something before you hold a mother effing press conference.
This weekend marking a 6-week steady rise in COVID cases across the country. More than 76% of U.S. counties now reporting high or substantial transmission rates.
And I'm not saying it's the residents of Florida. It's our dumbass governor. Our governor, and he is going to cause a big-ass problem. And that's the thing about it. I told you, I don't support any political party. Once again, I know I say this all the time. I sound like a broken record. Me talking about sounding like a broken record is starting to sound like a broken record. But what I'm trying to say is, though, you know, with him, like, basically telling the CDC to go fuck themselves and allowing it up for the parents to be able to wear a mask or not, what's going to end up happening here in the state of Florida, our teachers are paid so little, they are just basically bent over and sticking it right in their asses, no lube, just dry as hell, so it hurts even more. Our teachers get paid so little, and they're still having to buy supplies for kids and their families that I can't afford pencils, pen, paper, whatever it may be. But they're all going to quit. Because guess what? A lot of teachers, I know when I was going to school, a lot of my teachers were older. And do you think that for the amount that they're getting paid, that they want to take that risk? It's just not worth it to them. And once again, Florida is going to fall behind when it comes into the list of dumbest states in the United States of America.
Hospital admissions surging to more than 6,000 a day, the highest number of patients since February. Dr. Anthony Fauci today warning that things will get worse.
We're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up, which is the reason why we keep saying over and over again, the solution to this is get vaccinated, and this would not be happening.
Well, I mean, the CDC's already said, even if you've been vaccinated, you can still carry the same viral load of somebody that has not been vaccinated. So, like, what does the vaccination do? I know the science, so before anybody wants to email me or talk to me and say, well, the reason why it's mutating is because people haven't been getting vaccinated. I mean, who knows what the hell's going on? Like, seriously, I've thought about this. What if this, once again, I've talked about this time in and time out, that the Earth has a certain amount of people that can be on the ride. I think they said it's like 9 billion. And we are creeping closer and closer to that every single year. And what if this is just the Earth's way? Because Mother Nature is always going to win. It is. Like, you could take any other species in the food chain, take them out, and it would destroy a whole ecosystem. You get rid of humans, guess what would happen? The Earth would actually get better. The Earth would heal itself because of us. We are the only species on the face of the Earth that if you got rid of us, guess what? Things get better. Maybe this is just something we're going to have to live with, and there's nothing else that we can do about it. And I'm not trying to be dark. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom or Debbie Downer or anything like that. But maybe this is the Earth's way of just thinning the herd. We can do all the vaccinations that we want in the world, but guess what? Earth's like, oh, okay. All right. You know, the coronavirus might be learning. It might be self-aware, like artificial intelligence. And it's like, all right, you want to do that? Oh, I'm going to do this. The coronavirus just juked us, broke our ankles, if you're talking about basketball, and just went in a different direction. And there's not a goddamn thing we can do about it.
An internal CDC document obtained by ABC News suggests the Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold. While a person with the common cold on average infects 2 to 3 people, the average person infected with the Delta variant could be expected to infect as many as 5 to 9 people.
Now, this is not me trying to shock Jack. This is actually me being like dead ass serious. This is a very serious question. And if any of you guys know, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. What happens if somebody that has HIV and AIDS, or AIDS, either or, I think if you have HIV, you don't have AIDS, you can't have both at the same time. What if they catch the coronavirus, COVID-19, or just being even more specific, the Delta variant, can those two viruses hook up with each other? Like, what I'm trying to say, can HIV and AIDS fuck the coronavirus and then they mutate into an airborne strain of HIV or AIDS? And that's not me just trying to be funny. That is just me asking a serious question. Because I don't understand. Can two separate viruses like hook up with each other? Like, is there a virus version of Tinder? Like, say Corona is going on Tinder and he's swiping through and, you know, he's going to Ebola. He's like, nah, Ebola, swipe left. Oh, Zika, swipe left. And then and then coronavirus comes across like HIV and AIDS, and we're like, oh, look at that. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to swipe right on HIV and AIDS. And then they end up, you know, they start texting. They start talking on the phone and stuff. Then they finally meet. And it's just basically a one-night stand. And HIV, next thing you know, is pregnant with a mutated version of the coronavirus and AIDS. Yeah, we're all fuck people. I mean, just bend over and take it.
In Austin, Texas, there are only 7 ICU beds available for a population of over 2.3 million people.
Those people who are unvaccinated, they're being overwhelmed by this and having to go into our ICUs.
And Louisiana now seeing the highest case rate in the country. The emergency system in New Orleans so overwhelmed, they're running out of capacity to answer 911 calls.
Stop making bullshit excuses. Try to call any government, like, office, you know, because I had that problem with the license, had to go to the DMV, had to go to the health department, had to go to the clerk of courts. Yeah, your ass is waiting forever. You want to know why? Because we lost so much money that the government laid off a bunch of people, and they were like, hey, we can't pay you, or people just quit. Because they didn't want to, like, expose themselves during the COVID pandemic. So what I'm trying to say is, don't blame this just on this surge. You guys have kind of caused a little bit of the problem. So don't blame it on the pandemic itself.
It's tough right now because several other communities across Louisiana and across the state are having the same strain locally.
And there's concern about the threat to children, most of them not yet eligible for the vaccine. The Children's Hospital of New Orleans now treating 10 kids with COVID, 3 of them in intensive care.
All we have to do to protect our children is wear a mask and get a vaccine. We do so many more things to protect our children. This is easy. This is a no-brainer.
I mean, I'll stop you right there. I'm not disagreeing that vaccinations and masks don't help. I mean, they really, really do help. You can't tell. I mean, it's like having sex with a woman. Like, I know that you can still get HIV AIDS or get somebody pregnant from a condom ripping or whatever. It can really, really happen, but your odds are lower for it to happen. But now, like, you can't just say, oh, if you're vaccinated, you're not helping. No, because they've already said in many, many stories that if you're vaccinated, that you can still carry around as much viral load as somebody that's unvaccinated.
Well, Lindsay, the number of people here in Louisiana getting their first dose of the vaccine has tripled in the last 3 weeks. You see, I just spoke there to the director of the New Orleans Health Department, who says that's good, but not good enough. Hospitals here are inundated, and the average number of hospital admissions has gone up by nearly 500% in the last month.
All right, so I got to cover my ass. I know that healthy people have died from COVID. They still have not been able to figure out why exactly, why COVID affects some people differently than others. Because I've seen fat people, and if you listen to me, you know who I'm talking about, recover from COVID-19 pretty easily. And then you've seen, like, people that are in shape, like that Broadway guy, that was dancing, singing, doing all that good stuff in the greatest shape in the world. The poor bastard was in ICU for like 4 months. They pretty much had to cut off both legs and one arm because of blood clots. And then he ended up dying anyways. So what I'm trying to say is that you really, really don't know what's going to happen. So I just feel like if you're in pretty good shape, and you're got a kid that's 12 and under, I really don't think you should vaccinate your kids at 12 and under. And I'm not one of those people that say that vaccinations cause autism or anything like that. I mean, we just have to do vaccinations and stuff. It's just like, but at some point, we have to start living our lives or we're going to have another pandemic and it's going to be called mental illness. We as human beings, we are a very, very social species that it is taking a toll on a lot of people's mental health, mental wellness, everything you can think of. So anyways, going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes with another great news story. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel. Things are starting to kind of kick off pretty well when it comes to my YouTube channel. So if you can help spread the word, because a lot of people just don't get podcasting, but everybody gets YouTube. Everybody, even people in their 70s, people in their 80s, all know about YouTube. And every single episode of the Tuttle Daily Podcast is available on my YouTube channel. So if you want to help spread the word, you can easily do that. Tell people to go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you tell them to subscribe and hit that bell button. Because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I put up any new content or go live. I'm actually thinking about doing a live stream tonight. I want to get back to doing that on a regular basis. I don't know how many people are going to be able to check it out because, you know, for example, right after my dad passed away, I ended up not doing the show for a week and my numbers went way, way down. And it took me a while to get those numbers back, and now I'm back into the swing of things. Actually, I've surpassed my daily downloads for the Tuttle Daily Podcast of what they were before my dad passed away. Speaking of my dad never wanted to have a funeral, never wanted to, you know, be a sad thing. He wanted to have a celebration of life. And it's kind of funny, well, not funny, it's cool as hell in my opinion. A lot of the foremen that worked under my dad when he was running Florida Atlantic Ironworks wants to get a get-together where all the foremen can come and hang out, talk about my dad, tell stories and stuff. And the reason I bring that up is I got a piece of audio that I want to play for you, and I actually think this is pretty goddamn funny because this guy, this is in Ireland, and this guy recorded this comedic performance that nobody else had heard. He told nobody to listen to it. I'm sure somebody listened to it, but they wanted to play this audio message that the guy that just passed away to be able to play at his funeral.
Hello? Hello?
Seriously, you gotta give the guy credit for selling the bit, for staying true to the comedic styling. I'm sure this guy was a funny, funny person when he was alive. But yeah, that he recorded a message of him still being alive in the coffin, and you can actually hear him knocking. I don't know if like he was knocking on a door or something when he recorded this. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are probably like, oh, this isn't cool. Why is he doing this? No, this was the guy's wishes. Too many times when it comes to funerals, it's not about the person that passed away. It's about the people that are still alive. And I've seen so many fights about or arguments about how things needed to be done at a funeral. And I got to tell you, I will never, ever attend an open casket funeral. You know, I don't know how you guys feel about this. You know, when my dad was in hospice, my mom went in, and after my dad had passed away, she wanted to go see him. And she, I'm starting to get really emotional about this, asked me if I wanted to go see him. And I told her, I was like, that is not him. That is not him. I do not want to remember my last image of my pops being dead. Even though he really, really didn't recognize me or know who I was that last month that he was in the hospital. But I still got to see him living, and I did get him to say he loved me one last time before he died. But I refuse to, because they never get it right. They go overboard on the makeup. They go overboard on everything, and it just does not look like the person. I'm getting a little too stopped up there. But what I'm trying to say is that, like, I refuse to go to open casket funerals.
Let me out! Where the fuck are we? Hello? Hello? Let me out! Fucking dying in here!
And you know what? The guy reached his goal. Everything he intended to when he recorded this message, because I'm sure he's the type of guy that didn't want people to be sad at his funeral and listen to everybody laughing. So what I'm trying to say is it was a celebration of life. He did not want people to be sad, and everybody is getting a big laugh out of it.
Is that that priest I can hear? That fuck! Let me out! Hello! Hello! Stop the mask! That boy can hear you! Hello! Hello, please! Hello!
You know, I'm always down for the bit, and I'm actually thinking about stealing this idea. I mean, there's no telling when I'm going to pass away. I mean, I hope that it's going to be a really, really long time, but who knows? With my luck, something could happen, but I would like to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a recording like this really, really soon, and I'm going to send it to my producer, Vulture, and if something happens to me, I'm going to give him direct instructions to play this at my funeral. And I will sign, I'll get whatever notarized, whatever it is. I'll be like, yes, I want this played at my funeral, and I will do something like this. Because listen to how happy people are, because everybody is usually sad at funerals, but now everybody is laughing their ass off, and guess what? I'm almost guaranteeing you, after the laugh, they went and got piss-ass drunk at the pub.
Who's there? Hello? This is shamey. I'm in the box. No, I'm fucking front of you. I'm dead.
You gotta hear that.
Hello again. Hello. I just called to say goodbye. I'm gonna die, I pray to say.
If I'm just being honest, this guy killed it. Like any comedian that's trying to get their big break would absolutely murder somebody to be able to get a pop or a laugh the way that this guy, who is dead, he's not even alive, to be able to enjoy the laughter he provided for people. And this guy absolutely murdered it. Like, it better than any touring comedian that is out there right now. This guy absolutely killed it. Moving along, everybody has known kind of a little bit of how much of a nasty Deshaun Watson is. You know, the guy ended up, I think, winning one national championship. with the Clemson Tigers. Ended up beating the Alabama Crimson Tide, I think, with like 3 seconds left in Tampa at Ray J. Like, I mean, the guy, everybody thought he was that clean-cut, all-American guy. But this interview, now, could this chick be, like, lying on Deshaun? I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of stories out there. And when there's smoke, there's fire.
I believe he said his focus points was the terminology that he used.
Okay.
Spoke over the phone. He was very adamant that we focused on his glutes.
Last time I checked, the glutes was another word for your ass. So you can only imagine where this is going to. You know, as a masseuse, you're probably like, well, he wants his ass cheeks massaged. And I don't even know. Like, if you're a listener of the Tuttle Daily Podcast or a supporter of the show, I would like to hear from you. Like, do you guys massage the booty cheeks? Because that's not what Deshaun Watson was wanting to have done.
You know, me being 21 at the time, I was... You know, I didn't think anything of it. I said, okay, this is an athlete. He wants to focus on his glutes. That's perfectly fine with me.
Now, looking back on it, in my early 20s, I was a little naive. Like, seriously, at 20, you're only 2 years out of high school. You really are kind of in that growing phase of being introduced to the real world. I'm not talking about the reality TV show that was on MTV. Actually, happy 40th birthday to MTV, even though you guys don't play music videos anymore. But what I'm saying, though, is you are naive. So when you get this athlete coming in and he says he wants to focus on his glutes, which, like I said, is his ass cheeks, you're thinking, oh, well, maybe he's just wanting his booty cheeks massaged.
Cool. I told him my rate, and he came in, but then... Things just kind of went weird.
Now, when you say went weird, was it like immediately, like during the actual first session of him meeting you, booking you that day, you opening the salon and allowing him to come in? Like, it got weird that day?
No, calculated freaks, they don't jump right into it. They kind of like help you get your guard down a little bit, make it seem like it's innocent, like, you know, my ass cheeks are kind of hurting me from all the running, all the like 400-pound squats that I'm doing. I don't even know what Deshaun Watson squats, but he's a really, really good runner. So you would automatically think, well, maybe his glutes, his ass cheeks are sore.
It was gradual. The first meeting was actually not the worst. It was okay. It always escalated every appointment. The only thing that really bothered me in the first appointment is he kept asking me to go inside of his butt.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
The only reason I played that, I haven't played that in a while, but I can only imagine that his publicity team, the one that is supposed to make Deshaun Watson's image look squeaky clean, yeah, this is the exact theme song that every single one of them, right from the secretary to his publicist, when they picked up this phone call.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
And I was just so confused. Normally on my male clients, well, any of my clients, I'll stop at the lower thigh. Okay. And, you know, just don't like their buttocks touched. And so I'll stop at the lower thigh. He kept asking me to go inside.
All right. This is a debate that I've had with a lot of my male friends. And I like that. I like to get interaction from you guys. That is why I give out my email and phone number so you can leave a voicemail. Because I like to ask a question of the day. And I could be, I mean, you guys might think I'm weird. You guys might think that I'm completely off basis or a little suspicious when it comes to maybe being gay, but I have the feeling, like, if you are with a woman and she does something to you that might be considered gay? No. I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think there is anything you can do with a female. The opposite sex, and I'm talking about trans, LGBTQT, or whatever. If you're with a woman, there is nothing she can do to you that's gay. Because gay means same sex. So if Deshaun Watson wanted a finger in his booty hole, and the woman was a female, like, was born a female, not a trans, I don't think that that's gay. I really, really don't. Because, you know, like, if I'm just being honest, it is a fact that stimulation of the prostate can lead to orgasms for males. Like it or not, it's just there because the prostate helps you pee. The prostate helps you orgasm as a man.
Like, and so I was like the crack or the hole.
I've talked about this a lot, about the local news media not asking the right questions or trying to get details. The local news media should be ashamed of itself because this is just a podcast. And guess what? This woman is asking the hard-hitting questions. Yes, it might be a little titillating or shocking, but she wanted to just put it all out there. She did not want there to be any confusion of what this woman was talking about. She basically said, inside the booty hole. And I gotta commend this woman for asking the right questions.
I originally thought it was the crack.
Okay.
And so kind of go around that area, and he still wasn't satisfied. And he was very adamant. And he would say, don't be afraid to go inside. And in my mind, I'm like, there's nothing further. There's nowhere I can go unless it's inside of his anus.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm making excuses for Deshaun Watson, because what he did is it's straight up Me Too movement all day, taking advantage of this. Because a lot of dudes think, oh, I'm getting a massage, maybe I can get the old happy ending and stuff. No, but also at the same time, as a masseuse, isn't there some type of client privilege? I'm not talking about HIPAA laws or anything like that, because I know that if they're not doctors, they're not nurses or anything like that. But aren't you kind of ruining your whole credibility about just going around and telling stories about your clients? I'm not saying what Deshaun Watson did was right. I mean, this could be just a woman, you know, like, hey, oh, man, Deshaun Watson, all these stories, he seems like a real nasty. I might be able to get some publicity for my massage parlor. And I'm going to say that Deshaun Watson wanted me to finger his asshole.
Okay.
And it just totally threw me back.
Whatever. I got to cover my own ass. I don't want the Me Too movement or anything to come after me. But it almost kind of seems like this woman, I mean, where's the proof? Like, how long did it take? How long have you been sitting on this story? Because, I mean, I've never heard any other rumors or stories about Deshaun Watson being into ass play. I'm just saying. Now, would I be shocked if it was true? No. No, because like I said, it is impossible to be considered gay when you're doing something that is considered a gay act with a female. It can't be gay. By definition, it cannot be gay. Even if you're a man and you like to be pegged, and if you don't know what pegging is, you know, like women inserting things into men's buttholes and stuff like that. Yeah, some men are into that. And like, if you're with somebody that you're comfortable with, you're in love with, you know, I'm not saying you force your partner if they're not into that, but it doesn't make you gay if you wanted a female to stick her finger in your BH. I'm just saying. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of today's show. If you'd like to help out to the cause, you can easily do that by going to my PayPal account. It is paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. I don't care if it's even a dollar. I write every single person back to thank them personally. I talked about this. This is why I do not like to call the people that consume my content fans, listeners. I like to call you guys supporters because you guys are just as important as I am. Without you, I would absolutely be nothing. Because all the other stuff that I have done throughout my radio career, when it comes to social media or any online content, I have had a terrestrial radio station to be able to promote it on. And no, everything that has happened, all the growth that I've gotten from the content that I've been putting out is because of you guys, the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, as well as my YouTube channel. So if you don't want to donate any money, like I said, a dollar, I write every single person back, because I'm trying to build this studio. I'm getting some hardwired internet in to be able to step up my game. I'm going to soundproof the shed. I'm going to put up a big-ass green screen and all that good stuff. So you can easily do that by going to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. Before I go, I'm going to play you this short little audio clip that I got. You know, it's weird. You have to mind your P's and Q's when it comes to driving on any streets here in Florida. I don't know if this happened in Florida, but you pretty much got to do it everywhere in the United States because you do not know who is carrying. But this Caucasian guy was upset by this woman's, I don't know if it was a flag, a bumper sticker, or whatever it was, but it had something to do with Black Lives Matter.
Y'all see him flashing his lights right now at me, on my ass. Flashing his lights. Yup.
Hey, sweetheart.
All right, rule number one, as a man, if you're road raging or you have a problem with another female driver, the last thing you should do is start out by saying, hey, sweetheart. Because it makes you look like a complete ass bag.
All lives matter. Put this fucking on YouTube.
So this guy is offended by a Black Lives Matter flag or bumper sticker, whatever it may be. You want to know what offends me more? I don't want to see a bumper sticker about you bragging about your kid making honor roll. Because guess what? I've seen a lot of kids that have made honor roll that I went to school with that have turned out to be the biggest complete assholes that I've ever known. Just because you made honor roll does not make you a better person than somebody else. So guess what? I don't need you bragging about how your kid made honor roll, because if we're just being honest, you can get C's and still be on the honor roll. Because an A will turn a C into a B. So as long as you got an AB average, you are an honor roll student. And guess what? There are tons of honor roll students out there. So stop flossing for your kids.
That's why you try cutting me off?
Yeah, of course all lives matter. Yeah, it does. But guess what? We got a little thing here in the United States called the First Amendment, And I really don't give a fuck if you're offended by anybody flying a flag that says Black Lives Matter. Because guess what? You got to admit, yeah, there's been plenty of white people that have been killed by cops. But for the most part, the majority of the people that have been killed by law enforcement or Leo are black. Go ahead. Call me a libtard. Call me a liberal. I'm just saying. First Amendment protects her right to be able to say that. You also want to know what offends me? The stick figure families that people have on their back windshield. Like, do I need to know how many, like, are you married? Are you a single dad or a single mom? I don't need to know how many kids you have. I don't need a stick figure dog. I don't need a stick figure cat. I really don't give a fuck about all the numbers or statistics of your family dwelling.
What's that? Why are you so mad?
You happy with yourself?
Yeah, you want to cut somebody off in your company truck? Because I got a BLM flag. You're going to cut me off on Rosedale Highway, right?
Can I cut you off?
Yes, sir. And don't worry, I got it on video and I got your plate.
I think she's being smart by documenting all this, but it's not going to do any good. I can almost guarantee you that's not a company work truck that somebody else gave to him. I'm almost pretty sure that this guy is the business owner. He is the CEO of this company. So you taking pictures of stuff, I mean, if you want to do something, you're not going to be able to get him fired because he's actually the boss. But, I mean, this woman was still smart for documenting all this stuff because it is her First Amendment right, just as it is her First Amendment right. But I think she should post this, and she did, because I was able to find this on numerous websites. So I don't know if it's going to do any good. Matter of fact, it probably most likely will help out his business. I'm just saying. Anyways, I know that I've gone a little long today. I tried to keep it a little bit more lighthearted because I know and understand that yesterday's show was a little dark. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.